the optative mood, and the use of may when expecting a negative answer. In this lesson, we're going to study the last mood, that is, amongst the verbs, as well as the special use of may. First of all, the optative mood. The last mood we're going to study is the optative mood. This mood was prominent in the classical Greek period, but was not in regular use in New Testament times. The optative mood is used only 68 times in the New Testament. The definition of the optative mood. The optative mood expresses a wish. Forms of the optative mood. There are two forms of the optative mood that are necessary to know. The first one is genoito. Genoito is the third person singular, second aorist, middle deponent of ginomai. Remember, ginomai is a deponent verb. Ginomai means I become. It's the word used in John 1 for the word for creation. Genoito is literally translated, may it not happen, or may it happen. When used with may, the negative, it means may it not happen. Genoito by itself means may it happen, expressing a wish. The second form to know is the word AA. AA is the third person present active optative of a me, for I am or I exist. The optative mood is formed by adding iota or iota eta to the variable vowel that connects the stem of the word to the personal ending. So, right at the end of the stem of the word and before the personal ending, either an iota or an iota eta is placed to form the optative mood. Secondly, the use of may when expecting a negative answer. When a question was asked that expected a negative answer, the writer would use may with the indicative mood. Now let's go to page 2 and see examples of the optative mood and the use of may when expecting a negative answer. Lesson 40, page 2, the optative mood continued. Examples of the optative mood. Two examples. The first one in Romans chapter 3, at verse 4. Just reading the Greek. A episteson tinas me he apistia auton tain pistin tu theou. Karagese me genoito. Genestho de hotheos alephes, pas de anthropos psustes. It is translated, if some disbelieved. The word tinus is the indefinite pronoun meaning some people in general, and it's the subject of the sentence. If some disbelieved. Episteson, see the sigma alpha denoting aorist tense. The eta has been lengthened from alpha because it is in the aorist tense. It's actually called the alpha privative, meaning without, attached to the word pistis, which means faith or belief. If some were without belief, but it's past tense, so if some disbelieved, then it says, may not the belief, he apostia, that is the unbelief, of them, auton, the faith of God, tain pistin tu theou, shall annul. Katergese. Let's focus on katergese. That's kata down and ergon to work. Notice the future tense, sigma epsilon, signifying the future tense. It's literally translated, shall the unbelief of them, that is, shall their unbelief, annul, cancel out the faith of God. Now notice, the word may is expecting the negative answer. It is incorporated within the sentence itself. The answer is no. Then we have in verse 4, Romans 3, 4, the regular use of may expressing a negative. May genoito, may it not be. Notice the wish, genoito, the optative mood, may it not happen. In fact, in the King James translation, they translate may genoito as God forbid. Genesso, let be, that's your imperative mood, de, but, ho theos alethes, let God be true, pas de, and every anthropos man a liar, psustes. So notice he's expressing a wish, may genoito, may it not happen, may it not be, but rather let God be true and every man a liar. As well as right before that in Romans 3:3, the word may is used to express the expectation of a negative answer. Another use of the optative mood in 2 Peter 1:2, charis humin kai erene, plethun thee, en epignose, tu theu kai Jesu tu kuriu hemon. Grace to you and peace may be multiplied. There's your optative mood. Plethun thee. Notice the iota eta. Plethus for multiplication or increase. He says, may the grace and peace be increased towards you. That's his wish. In the full knowledge, not just knowledge in general, but notice epi in front of gnosko, indicating full knowledge, that grace and peace is increased in your learning of and full knowledge of God and Jesus, the Lord of us, or our Lord. So, plethun thee, Peter expressing a wish and a desire that grace and peace be multiplied while they are pursuing and in the process of gaining the full knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. There are no tables to present for the optative mood, so you should become familiar with the two forms. You should become familiar with what the optative mood expresses. Lesson 40, Exercise 1, the Pronunciation Exercises. In this exercise, we're going to present a final reading of John 1, 1 through 18. You will be given an opportunity to pronounce each word and hear an explanation of the grammar for each word or phrase. All of the material that we have studied in Lessons 11 through 40 are now underlined and parsed in the text. Beginning with line 1, and I will pause between words to give you a chance for pronunciation. First word, N, RK, NRK, prepositional phrase with the dative case. Next word, Ain, Ho, Logos, Kai, line 2, Ho, Logos, Ein, Pros, Tone, Theon, Prostonteon is a prepositional phrase, pros, used with the accusative case, translated with. Line 3. Kai. Theos. Ain. Notice the imperfect tense of ain, showing continuous action in past time. Ho. Logos. Houtos. The near demonstrative, pointing out this one. Line 4. Ain. Imperfect tense showing continuous action, continuous existence. N. RK. Prepositional phrase, N with the dative. Pros. Tone. Theon. Prepositional phrase, pros, used with the accusative case, is translated with. Line 5. Panta. D. Autu. Diautu is a prepositional phrase. Diar with the genitive is translated through, showing agency through which something is done. Agenito. Chi. Choris. Line 6. Autu. Choris autu is a prepositional phrase showing separation, separate from him. Agenito. Ude. Hen. Ho. Gegonen. Line 7. N. Auto. Prepositional phrase, N with the dative. Zoe. Ain. Kai. Hey. Zoe. Line 8. Ain. Again, showing continuous action in past time with the imperfect tense. Continuous existence. Toe. Fos. Third declension noun. Tone. Anthropone. Genitive case. Second declension noun. Line 9. Kai. Toe. Fos. N. Te. Scotia. And the light in the darkness. In the darkness is a prepositional phrase showing relationship between two objects. Line 10. Fine. A present active indicative verb showing present and continuous action. Kai. Hey. Scotia. First declension noun, feminine noun. Nominative case showing subject of the sentence. Auto. Ooh. Line 11. Cateleben. Agenito. Anthropos. Apistomenos. Line 12. Para Theou. From God. Prepositional phrase. Onoma. auto. Ioannes. Houtos. Line 13. Eothen. Ace. Marturion. For a testimony. Prepositional phrase. Ace with the accusative case. Hina. Marturese. Hina with the subjunctive mood. Subjunctive mood expresses purpose, possibility, probability. That he might testify, expressing the purpose for which he came. Peri. Line 14. Tu. Photos. Peri tu photos is a prepositional phrase. Peri with the genitive is translated concerning. Hina. Pantes. Pestusocene. Again, hina with the subjunctive case, with pantes acting as the subject, that all might believe. Again, the subjunctive case expressing possibility or probability or purpose. Diautu. Diautu is a prepositional phrase. Dia with the genitive, expressing through. Page 5. Second word of line 15. Ook. Ain. Again, the imperfect verb showing continuous action. Akenos. Toe. Phos. Line 16. All. Hina. Marturese. Again, hina with a subjunctive showing purpose in order that he might testify. Peri. Tu. Photos. Concerning the light. A prepositional phrase. Peri used with the genitive case is translated concerning. Line 17. Ain, what looks like a capital H in English is actually a capital Eta. Ain. Toe. Phos. Toe. Alethinon. Alethinon is an adjective describing the kind of light. The light is the true light, the genuine light. An adjective modifies a noun and agrees with the noun in gender, number, and case. Last word of line 17. Ho. Line 18. Fotidze. Panta. Anthropon. Erkomenon. Ace. Tone. Kosmon. Into the world. Prepositional phrase. Ace used with the accusative case. Into. Showing direction. Line 19 at verse 10. N. Toe. Kosmo. In this case, another prepositional phrase, and used with the dative case. Ain. Kai, line 20. Ho. Kosmos. D. Autu. Again, dia with the genitive, translated through. Agenito. Chai, line 21. Ho Cosmos Auton. Uk Egno. Ace Ta Idia, prepositional phrase, ace with the accusative, into his own things. Ale then. Kai Hoi Idioi. Line 23. Auton. U Parillabone. Hosoi De Elabone. Line 24. Auton. Etoken. Autois. Exousion. Techna. Theu. Genesthai. Tois. Pistuousin. The present active indicative verb showing presently and continuously believing. Ace. To. Onoma. Autu. Who are presently and continuously, prepositional phrase, believing into his name. Line 26. Hoi. Uk. Ex. Haimatong. Ude. Ek. Thelematos. Sarkos. Ude. Ek. Thelematos. Andros. Al. Ek. Theu. Egenetheson. Kai. Ho. Logos. Sarx. Egeneto. Kai. Eskenosen. Line 30. N. Hamin. Chi. Etha Asamatha. Tain. Doxon. Line 31. Autu. Doxon. Hos. Monogenus. Para. Patros. Para patros is actually the prepositional phrase. Preposition para used with the genitive case. Translated from. Line 32. Pleres. Caritos. Kai. Aletheas. Ioannes. Line 33. Marchure. The verb marchure showing John is continually testifying. Not only then, but continually testifies at the present time. Peri. Autu. Testifies concerning him. Peri, preposition with the genitive, is translated concerning. Kai. Kekragen, the perfect tense showing an action that happened in the past, which is still effective today. He has cried. Legon. Line 34. Houtos. Ein. Hon. Apon. Ho. Opiso. Mu. Ekomenos. Emprosthen. Mu. Gegonen. Hoti. Line 36. Protos. Mu. Ain. Kai. Ek. Tu. Pleromatos. Autu. Hemes. Pantes. Elabomen. Kai. Karin. Anti. Karitos. Hoti. Ho. Nomos. Dia. Moseos. That's dia with the genitive, translated through. Edophe. Hey. Charis. Line 40. Kai. Hey. Aletheia. Dia. Iesu. Christu. Line 41. Agenito. Theon. Udes. Heoraken. Again, the perfect tense verb showing no one has seen at any point in time, even up till now. Popote. Line 42. Ho. Monogenes. Huios. Ho. Own. Ace. Tone. Copone. Two. Patros. Akenos. Exegesito.